With SRN News, I'm John Scott. There will be debate and a vote upon the continuing resolution to fund the federal government for the remainder of this fiscal year. In the House, the bill faces the public opposition of only one GOP member. During a news conference this morning, Speaker Mike Johnson said he differs with Congressman Thomas Massie's position, but would not commit to a reporter whether the Kentucky Republican should be politically punished for standing against the bill.
Thomas and I have had disagreements, but I consider Thomas Massie a friend. He's a thoughtful guy. I guess he'll tell you he's doing what he thinks is right on this. I just vehemently disagree with his position, but I'll leave it at that.
The vote will be coming later today. Also at SRNNews.com, the U.S. and Ukraine are in Saudi Arabia meeting on steps to end the three-year war against Russia.
High-stake talks between senior delegations from Ukraine and the U.S. on how to end Kyiv's three-year war with Moscow have opened in Saudi Arabia hours after Russian air defenses shot down over 330 Ukrainian drones over 10 regions in Russia. There was no immediate comment from Ukrainian or U.S. officials on the drone attack. At least two people were killed and more than a dozen injured in the assault, including three children. No large-scale damage was reported. I'm Charles de Letesma.
The Senate has voted to confirm Lori Chavez de Remer as U.S. Labor Secretary. The cabinet position will put her in charge of enforcing federally mandated workers' rights and protections. Police in New York say multiple brush fires that burned across a wooded area of Long Island over the weekend were accidentally caused by a family's attempt to make s'mores. Governor Kathy Hochul had declared a state of emergency after four wind-driven fires spread across large swaths of Long Island's Pine Barrens region. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a Christian therapist's challenge to Colorado's conversion therapy ban.
Colorado is among roughly half the states that prohibit the practice of trying to change a person's sexual orientation or gender identity through counseling. The issue is whether the law violates the speech rights of counselors. Justices took up an appeal by licensed counselor Kaylee Childs, who is a practicing Christian and represented by Alliance Defending Freedom. The High Court will hear the case in its next term, which begins in October. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A Christian homeless nonprofit in California has received a $200,000 grant from Chick-fil-A. According to the Christian Post, the Orange County Rescue Mission will use the funds for its ranch facility that provides an educational outreach to homeless individuals. The grant was part of the Chick-fil-A True Inspiration Awards program that supports nonprofit organizations. This is SRN News. An investigation is underway into the method used by the Biden administration to sign official documents.
In a new The Heritage Foundation report, an investigation finds that the majority of official documents signed by President Biden were by auto pen signature, except for the announcement that the former president was dropping out of the presidential race last year. The auto pen signatures were also found on the forms pardoning various individuals. The Heritage Foundation's investigation's goal is to determine who actually signed off on the important documents and if the documents are valid, if anyone other than the president signed them. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
An Alabama city moving to replace and rebuild its entire police department after a grand jury found a rampant culture of corruption in that department. The Hansville City Council voting to suspend department operations and search for a new police chief to build a new department. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.